A year ago, St. Louis became one of the few school districts to experiment with hiring an outside company to run its daily operations. The hope was that private sector expertise would dig the system out of a deep financial hole. The company says the city schools are in much better shape than they were a year ago, but the resulting school closings, layoffs, and community resentment have left some people wondering whether the cure was more painful than the disease. From member station KWMU in St. Louis, Kevin Lavery reports.
William Roberti proudly calls his team worldwide problem solvers. He's a managing director with New York City-based Alvarez & Marsal, the firm that since June 2003 has held the reins of the St. Louis public schools. Acting Superintendent Roberti admits he knew nothing about public education 10 months ago, but he did know something about bottom lines.
This is a turnaround. I mean, it's what we do for a living. It makes no difference whether it's a school district or a company or any type. It's an enterprise.
Alvarez & Marsal had already won acclaim for reorganizing such high-profile clients as HealthSouth and Arthur Anderson. The St. Louis School Board hired the firm to straighten out what was initially thought to be a $55 million budget deficit. But the financial hole proved deeper than anyone had thought. Alvarez & Marsal calculated the deficit would top $90 million by the end of the 2004 fiscal year, a figure that a state audit later scaled back to $73 million. The firm's actions hit fast and hard. 16 schools were closed, dozens of underused properties sold. Maintenance, groundskeeping, and food services were outsourced. Bus service was reduced, forcing hundreds of students to walk up to a mile to catch a ride to school. To date, the St. Louis School District has laid off some 1,100 employees. What followed was a string of raucous school board meetings that have at times bordered on outright revolt.
Let us in! Let us in!
On March 9th, St. Louis police blocked hundreds of people outside a local middle school when the auditorium filled to capacity. About 1,000 parents and employees had come to protest what most believed was another inevitable round of layoffs and program cuts. The mood inside was almost as hostile, as Alvarez & Marsal's Sergeant George outlined several options for making up a $23 million gap.
If you took an 8% salary reduction across the board, you'd save $14.8 million. The positive about option three is nobody loses a job. The downside is it absolutely kills morale.
The proposal drew a sharp rebuke from teacher Richard Bates.
I'm not giving up no money. And if you're not willing to first go into the salaries of those people making all the money, going to their salaries, that's where the first place where you should be taking money. Not from us who work with those kids every day. We are not going to stand for it.
Bates's anger stemmed in part from Alvarez & Marsal's $5 million price tag, public tax money that many in St. Louis say should not be paid to a private company. The cost represents 1% of the district's overall annual budget. Board member and former St. Louis Mayor Vincent Schemel believes the turnaround team has been worth the price.
They took $60 million in recurring expenses out already. I think an investment of 1% to get a reduction of 8 or 9% on a recurring basis is a very good exchange.
But critics like parent George Cotton say the school board has only exchanged poor student achievement for a leaner balance sheet.
We've literally wasted a year. There's been absolutely no discussion about academic performance by this board.
But school officials insist they have not forgotten curriculum. The district is currently looking for a permanent superintendent, an academic leader who can shepherd its 41,000 students to better test scores and win for the district state-level accreditation. Alvarez & Marsal's contract with the St. Louis Public Schools is up on June 30th. Meanwhile, several other urban school districts are reportedly in talks with the firm, watching to see what outcome will emerge from the St. Louis experiment. For NPR News, I'm Kevin Lavery in St. Louis.